हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदस्य काठकशाखायाः काठकोपनिषदि अथवा कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये प्रथमावल्ली The first section, the first chapter of Kathopanishad, of the Kataka Shaka of Krishna Yajurveda. Okay. Just read the mantras quickly and move on to the present today's class. Ushanha Vaivajashravasa Sarva Veda Sandadho Tasyaha Nachiketa Nama Putra Asa तगुम्हकुमारगुम् सन्तम् दक्षिणासु नीयमानासु श्रद्धा विवेश सोमन्यत प्रीतोदका जगद्धत्रणा दुग्धदोहा निरीन्द्रियाः अनन्दा नाम ते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति ता ददत् सहोवाच पितरम् ततकस्तकस्मै माम् दास्यतीति द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः किम् सुद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे प्रतिपश्य तथा परे सस्यमिव मर्त्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवाजायते पुनः अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे प्रतिपश्य तथा परे सस्यमिव मर्त्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवाजायते पुनः। I read until this six month I have read, and we have to remember the literal meaning of mantras will not convey much. In between, we have to supply even the story part to get the, to make out the complete story. That's why sometimes in between I have to say something. For example, I can tell you, until the fourth mantra, third mantra is okay. The fourth mantra. Now, fifth mantra just says, बहूनामिमि प्रथमो बहूनामिमि मध्यमः किं सुद्यतमस्य कर्तव्यं यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति। दट् मन्त्र द मीन् लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग् इस् ऐ गो एस् दि फस्ट् अमङ्ग् मेनि मेनि आफ् दि अटेण्डेण्ट्स् मेनि आफ् दि स्टुडेण्ट्स् बहूनाम् इमि मध्यमः or I go there as the Madhyama, the second one, again a mediocre servant or the student among many. Kim svid yamasya kartavyam, what should actually be done by me for Lord Yama? Yan maya adya karishyati, what will he do through me? Or what will he get done with my presence? Literal meaning. So how do you know what it conveys? So this mantra presents the thinking that was going on in the mind of Nachiketas before he left for Yamaloka. What was the thinking that was going on in the mind of Nachiketas? So we saw yesterday. Okay. So, Nachiketas does not consider himself to be the student of lowest category or a person of lowest category, he considers himself that he must be the first. Prathamaha here means literally means first, but the best. Or Madhyamaha, and the person of second category, which means he thinks, yeah, Lord Yama, being a devata, being a person in the greatest position, so he already has many servants, many attendants to do his things. So even if he'll be sent as a young boy, he will be one among the best of his disciples, one among the best of his attendants, or he will be one among the students or servants of the second category. Why did he think? Because Lord Yama's on ordinary reports already he has many people. Oh, after going there, what should be done by me for Lord Yama? Kim sud yamasya kartavya? Yan maya adya karishyati? What will he do making use of me? This is thinking. Okay. Now, sixth mantra, which we have to see today. Anupashyatha porve pratipashyatha pare sasyamiva martyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha. Anupashyatha porve pratipashyatha pare sasyamiva martyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha. Okay. Now, in between the fifth mantra and the sixth mantra, to understand the contents, the meaning of the contents of the sixth mantra, we need to supply a story. We don't need to supply, in the sense we have to assume, we have to presume what would have happened in between. Because the sixth mantra presents Nachiketa's teaching to his own father, Vajashravasaha. What does Nachiketa teach? Why does he teach this? Even Nachiketa, the young boy of 9 years old, now seems to be advising his father, seems to be teaching his father. Not seems, but he is teaching his father. So what must have been the context? What is he teaching? To understand that, we should remember, we have to presume that. Nachiketas made up his mind to go to Yamaloka to serve Lord Yama in order to help his father fulfill his wish of going to heaven, to make his father's ritual effective, to make his father's effort successful. But when he was really ready to leave, he must have got himself prepared to leave, to go to Yamaloka. Then father would not have thought of seeing young boy thinking that much. He comes in and now he was free. All the priests have been sent from the Yajnasala. All the guests have been sent home. No, none was there. Nothing was there. So now he was relaxed. He comes back and he sees his son. And he was already ready just to get his blessed father's blessings to leave, to fulfill, to make his father, words, to keep up his father's promise. But father was asking, father must have asked, Nachiketas, what are you doing? What are these plans for? Where are you heading? And he must have told, You always said that you're going to give me to Lord Yama as a dakshina, as a gift. I did ask you, and you did say this. So now I've been already given. Orally, I have been given to Yama. Already, I am a gift given away to Lord Yama. I belong to Lord Yama. Even though I'm your son, you are my father. Of course. Still, now you do not own me anymore as your son. Because I'm a gift given away to Lord Yama. Now I should go to Lord Yama as his servant to do the needful, to be his gift, the gift already given away. But still I'm physically present in front of you, so I have to leave now. Then, Vajrasrava must have been shocked. What? You are my blood and you are my mom. You are my flesh and blood. You are everything for me. How can I allow you to go to Yamaloka? I just did not mean. I just simply said in anger. I mean, when I got irritated, I really did not mean to send you to Yamaloka. I can't allow you to go. You had to be with me. You are my son. But educators, of course, I'm your son. But already you have uttered that you would give me away to Lord Yama. To Yamaya Dadami. Tvam Yamaya Dadami. So once uttered, the word uttered is a promise made. Then you can't change. Go back in your experts. So you may be very careful. What you do must be in conformity to what you say. What you say must be in conformity to what you think. Your thought, your word and deed must be in alignment. Because you're a Vaidikaha. You're a Vaidika. You're a traditional person coming in the family of tremendous great Vaidikas. You can't afford to go back in your words. You can't just say something and you can't say that you don't mean it. It is only ordinary people can do all that. And again, even this will prevent him from getting his wish fulfilled. Even this will become a big obstacle in getting the benefit of the ritual he performed. Therefore, Nachiketas says now that this is the context, okay? And what does he say? Yesterday I was very sleepy in my class. Now today I'm fresh, so I have to say this. Anupashyatha purve, it's a context, okay? Yatha purve. Anupashya. Anupashya means alochaya. Think well. Oh, my dear dad, please think well. See. Remember. Yatha purve. Purve. Before your people of your family, all your ancestors, all your forefathers, your father, your grandfather, etc., how they lived. Now, your life must be in keeping with their lifestyle. All of them throughout strictly followed their promise, kept up their promise. They're people of values, people of truthfulness. Think about them. Now, if you do not follow how they lived, and you will be really ill, you will be bringing ill reputation to your own family. Not only that, pratipashya tatha pare, tatha, the same way. Pratipashya, again, same meaning. Think of, see the people who are now with you. Tatha apare. Think of other contemporaries whom we are associating with. All of them keep up their promise. all of them are strictly given to the value of the values and virtues. Tatha apare. So think of your ancestors, forefathers. Think of the people who are around you now. All of them are Vaidikas. All of them are strictly given to this discipline of following values. And you cannot go back in your words. And if at all, next second line, okay, if at all you decide, okay, you want to say that you don't mean really to send me to Yamaloka. But once you uttered, even if you did not mean it, now you have to take it that you as you have meant it. Again, you want to keep me with you. You do not want to send me to Yamaloka. You do not mean, you say. You want me to be with you always. You want to keep me, your son, with you, my father. Why? Why do you want to keep me? Why do you want to have me with you? Because you're attached to me. You don't want to part with me. And what is the relationship? The relationship as son and father is only from the standpoint of this body. Look at this. Nachiketa is already a great thinker. He does not know really Atma Swarupam. He is still Ajnani Balakaha. Ajnani boy. He is still a ignorant boy. He is going to ask later on from Lord Yama the teaching. But already he has this with understanding. He is very mature. Very mature. He is eligible student for listening to Vedanta Shastra also. Now already he says, the relationship, the father-son relationship, only from the standpoint of this body. Because, and what about, what is the nature of this body? How long is going to be there? He says, sasyam iva martyaha pachyate. Martyaha literally means a mortal. Martyaha mriyate dies. Maranam death. Mritam dead. Okay. Martyaha mortal. The one who is subject to death is a martyaha. Every being here is a martyaha. But here specifically a human being is a martyaha. But here what is subject to mortality of all the human aspects. The physical body is martyaha. Dehaha is martyaha. Body is martyaha. Therefore, martyaha, this mortal physical body, which is already, which has come into existence without having been there, and which keeps on undergoing changes, and one day definitely is going to fall apart, is going to wither away. Sasyam iva pachyate. Pachyate means is cooked. It's a passive verb. Martyaha pachyate. This physical body, mortal physical body is cooked. What does it mean? The mortal, cooked literal meaning. This mortal physical body is meant for withering away. It's going to get disintegrated. Like what? Sasyam iva. Sasyam iva. Sasyam means any tiny delicate plant. From the time after when the seed breaks up, the sprout comes, and from that time onwards, the plant keeps on growing. The tiny, delicate, very tender plant is also sasyam. So sasyam iva. And when every time before rainy season in India, in summer season, everything will be dry. And a lot of seeds would have fallen here and there. They all would have gone into the soil. And they must be underneath. When you see the dry land, you can't find any seeds. But suddenly, and during the monsoon time begins, the rain comes. And after rains, any season, you can see everywhere, you can see small, tiny, lots of plants would have come. It happens everywhere. And those tiny, small plants which come, and what happened? Do they stay forever? Again, they also go. They go away. Means what? They also definitely, they fall away, they get dry, they become eaten. They die, they don't remain there forever. See, sasyam iva, just as this tiny, small, delicate, tender plants just rise. So also, this body, mortal physical body, comes into existence. And sasyam iva, ajayate, sasyam iva ajayate punaha. Jayate, ajayate means goes away, goes back. Like the plant, how the plant which comes, again disappears, it gets, disappears means it goes away, it falls apart, falls away. Similarly, the physical body also just comes and goes. Exactly like, you can say, the water bubbles come, remain there for some time, and go away. They get broken. Similarly, this body also exactly like this simple, delicate, tender plant which comes and goes, body also comes and goes. It's not going to be there permanently forever. So how long this relationship between you and me as father and son will remain? And what happens? And for this temporary relationship, which is going to be there, depending upon the temporary existence of this delicate body which come and go, for the sake of this, are you going to lose the greatest benefit of performing this ritual? By breaking a promise, by not following the dharma, so you'll be not only losing the benefit of this ritual, and also be bring ill reputation to the family, the traditional Vaidika family. So all these are implied, okay? All these instructions are implied by these words. Sasyamiva martyav pachyate. Sasyamiva jayate punaha. See, jayate is born. Ajayate again goes away. Similarly, sasyam iva pachyate. Martya pachyate. This body gets disintegrated one day definitely. It gets cooked, means it gets disintegrated and it will go away. It will disappear like a tender plant. Okay, therefore, it is not at all appropriate for a person like you, or for a person of your caliber, to go back in your words, to fail in your commitment to protect dharma. Okay, somehow, Nachiket, Vajashravasa, not only he was shocked at the decision of son, but at the same time he was surprised, he was excited about his son's maturity. He must have felt very proud of his son's maturity, and he must have got convinced, and he must have helplessly allowed his son to leave. Okay. Now, we go to the next mantra. We have to make out this much from this verse. Vaishvanarav pravishati atithir brahmano grihan Tasyaitam shantim kurvanti haravaishvad haravaivasvat haravaivasvatodakam vaishvanarah pravishati vaishvanarah pravishati atithir brahmano grihan atithir brahmano grihan tasyaitam shantim kurvanti haravaivasvatodakam. The past, you must say exactly where I had the past. Vaishvanarah pravishati atithir brahmano grihan tasyaitam shantim kurvanti haravaivasvatodakam. Vaishvanarah pravishati atithir brahmano grihan tasyaitam shantim kurvanti haravaivasvatodakam. Okay. Now, in between, what would have happened? To understand the contents, the meaning of the words of the seventh mantra, and we need to understand, again, supply certain thing. We have to assume what would have happened afterwards. Okay. So this Nachiketas, with his father's blessings and permission, left the Bhuloka and reached Yamaloka. Don't ask me how did he go. Whether he went with the same body. How did he travel that far? How was it possible for him to leave this Bhuloka and go to Yamaloka? All that is not relevant. He had his father's blessings and he reached Yamaloka. And he was there at the Yamaloka. When he went, entered the Yamaloka, when he was a residence of Lord Yama, he was at the doorstep. He came to know Lord Yama was not there. And what did he do? Lord Yama was not there. He did not enter inside the house of Lord Yama. He was only waiting outside the house. He did not want to come. Oh, Lord Yama is not there. Let me go back. No. He waited. He knew. Of course, Lord Yama is a great person. Very big person. Powerful Devata. He must politely, with all humility, he must wait for his arrival. To get his permission to enter into the house. And to get his permission to be, first of all, accepted as a servant. He must to stay there and all that. So he was waiting for Lord Yama. First day gone, second day gone, third day gone. Okay. Lord Yama was not there for 3 days. But meanwhile, people of Lord Yama's family, Lord Yama's other family members, of course, again, they all of them are very, in all Vedic texts you can see, every being is very conscious of dharma. So they were all very concerned. So their great response, look at this young boy who has come there. So they offered him, okay, they requested him to come and enjoy the hospitality, but he did not go. To make it very clear. See, whenever an atithi visits, a guest comes home, and if the atithi happens to be a man will not enter into another house as a guest if a man of the other house is not there. Man as a guest will enter into the other house only if there is the man of the house is there at home. Nachiketas was not a big man, just a boy of 9 years old. Still, Nachiketa strictly followed the road. He did not want to enter into the house. The man of the house was not there. Lord Yama was not there. So he stayed outside. Okay, Atle, he stayed outside. And they, all of them happily offered some food and drinks at least. Something he must accept. He did not accept anything. He did not accept food. He did not accept any drink. Because he thought, he already considered himself to be a servant of Lord Yama. So he already considered Lord Yama as his big master. So without his permission, without being instructed by him, he should not do anything. So he was very conscious of his duty as a servant, duty as his, as a person sent to Lord Yama to follow his instructions. So he was waiting for the first day and second day. It was very embarrassing for Lord Yama's, you know, only you can make out all this with little, you know, information given in the Bhashyam. This boy doesn't come inside, doesn't rest, doesn't sleep, doesn't accept any food. He is simply starving at the doorstep, waiting for Lord Yama's arrival. So they're all waiting. And somehow after 3 days, Lord Yama returned to his place. As soon as Lord Yama returned, and his closest family members, including his wife, mainly his wife, okay, must have come and talked to Lord Yama about this boy only. The first thing to talk to him must have been what? This boy. So what did they say? What was told by Lord Yama's family members? What was Lord Yama told by his family members is given in this mantra. So this mantra, seventh mantra, consists of the information passed on by his, by the members of the Lord Yama's family members. They did not simply pass on the message, but in fact they hurried him to go and honor Nachiketas, who was arrived there as a guest. Even though he was sent as, he went there as a gift offered by his father to serve Lord Yama, but from the standpoint of Lord Yama's family, Nachiketas was a guest, atithihi. Why atithihi? None of the Lord in Yamaloka, none knew that Nachiketas was going to come on a given specific day. The tithi, the date, the day of his arrival was not known to anybody. This boy suddenly jumped, he went there. Therefore, he was an atithi. He was a guest who arrived there without any previous, you know, prior information of his arrival. So from their standpoint, he was a guest. Even though from the standpoint of Nachiketas, he was a servant. So they were concerned. When an atithi comes, he must be honored. He must be received well. Okay. According to the Vedic tradition, Vedika Dharma, Atithi Pujanam is very important thing. Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithihi, a guest who arrives without any prior information, should be revered, honored, received well. Very important. Therefore, they were all worried. This boy has come as an atithi and he was there without eating, starving. So they hurried him as soon as Lord Yama came and they told him, oh my God, this atithi, the young boy has come as a guest. is not from ordinary background. Again, he was a Brahmana himself. Brahmana. And a Brahmana boy or a Brahmana man, a Brahmana is always looked upon in the Vedic tradition as a representative of Agni Bhagavan. Agnihi. Why? Because it is very, some information. Why is a Brahmana always considered to be a fire? Why he is looked upon as the incarnation of Agni or representative of Agni, or somebody who looked upon as Agni himself, Agni Devata himself? Why? Because Agnihi, fire, is of the nature of fire is very brilliant, very bright. It illumines. Similarly, a Brahmana also intellectually must be supposed to be very bright and brilliant. This brightness and brilliance, intellectual sharpness, acumen, sharpness is because of the right thinking, right perception, commitment to righteousness, dharma. Again, because of the right commitment to righteousness, because of strict dharmic life, the person is always capable of also helping others through the teaching. A Brahmana is supposed to be a clear-minded, a bright, clear-minded person. So, Agni, Brahmana is always likened to, looked upon as representative of Agni. One reason. And second reason, a fire carefully, thoughtfully, prudently, intelligently used will be of great help. The same fire, if we are not intelligent enough in making use of it, if we are not careful with it, if we do not know how to handle this fire, it can burn. It can cause damage. It can destroy. So fire can be contributive, protective, helpful. Fire can be destructive also. Similarly, a Brahmana, a pious, highly supposed to be, okay? A pious, a righteous, a noble-minded, a person of right thinking, right perspective, a well-wisher of every being in society. The well-wisher of every being in society. One who means well of everybody, one in the society. Not only human beings, all the living beings also. One whose life itself should be contributive for the well-being of all the beings in the world. Therefore, such a person, when he is revered, honored, of course it will contribute for accumulating punyam. Such a person is dishonored, or he is cursed, or he is hurt, we can make him feel hurt, it will contribute for accumulation of papa. Therefore, Agnihi, that is Brahmanaha, always said to be like an Agnihi. He's like the fire. He's like the fire, representative of the fire, an incarnation of fire. That's how any Brahmana is looked upon. And here, who is this boy? Of course, this boy is Vajashrava's grandson, Vajashrava's son, and he is Nachiketa's. And very mature and boy who was very committed to dharma. That is why he taught his father dharma. he taught Dharma. He reminded of his father of his knowledge of Dharma, and he came. Hacha Brahmana, Brahmin boy, young boy was waiting at the doorstep and starving. So he could not do any atithyam. Hospitality was not accepted by him. Therefore, they hurried. Okay? This much you must remember. Now, what did they say to Lord Yama? So, seventh mantra presence. What Lord Yama was told by his people, in his family. Vaishvanarah pravishati. Vaishvanaraha is one of the names of Agni Bhagavan. Vaishvanaraha is one of the names of Agni Bhagavan. Agni Devata. So Vaishvanaraha pravishati grihan. See, the boy now enters into our house. Who is that boy? Vaishvanaraha Agni. Atithihi. And he is a guest. I is a Brahmanaha. Atithi, the guest who has come in the form of a Brahmana, representative of Agni. Now he enters our house. Griham pravishati would have been perfectly all right. But Griham pravishati enters into our house. Is a present tense sentence. Isn't it? Sentence isn't present tense. You must take it as what? The boy is a Brahmin boy and has come to our house. Now he enters in the house like what? Like the Agni, like Vaishvanara. Therefore he deserves all proper hospitality. And when such a Brahmana comes to our house, of course, you're supposed to honor him properly. Tasya etam shantim kurvanti. Tasya for him, etam shantim kurvanti. Etam shantim kurvanti means, this is how they honor him. Shantim kurvanti means, they honor him. Honor any Brahmana who is like a fire, who enters the house like a fire. So this is how he is honored. Etam shantim kurvanti. Hey Vaivasvata, udakam hara. Hey Vaivasvata, hara Vaivasvata udakam. Now, Vaivasvataha is one of the names of Lord Yama. If you break it, Vaivasvata is in vocative case. Hey Vaivasvata, oh Vaivasvata, oh Lord Yama, udakam hara. Udakam means what? Water. Please take this water to receive him. Udakam hara. Take this water. Take water. So udakam hara, take water means not simply taking water. Udakam hara, take this water implies do all the necessary things to honor the guest. To everything that you do, you have to do properly to honor the guest. Understand? So why should he take water? You may ask. If a guest comes to your house, if you take the water to the, okay, in London, water to wash his feet, he has to remove the socks and he has to wash his feet. You will not do it. And it is not honoring the guest, isn't it? It's harassing the guest. Cold weather, who would like to wash the feet at the doorstep? But in India, even in Kashi, whether it's any part of the world, it's cold. Kashi, all north of India, Delhi is freezing cold in winter. And scorchy heat in summer. But south is always best, okay? Even the Ganga is flowing from the north. Okay. What I'm saying, anyway, just for joke, okay? But it's not the culture, Vedic culture, not that you must make the guest stay outside the cold, then do it, okay? You can bring him inside the house. First make him sit, give him asanam. The shodasha upacharaha santi. The 16 steps involved in honoring, in worshipping Atithi. We have something called Atithi Pujanam. How should we worship a guest? How worship means, how should we honor the guest? First of all, with this nice smile, with a beautiful grin, you have to invite, receive the person. And make him, first offer him a very good seat, comfortable seat. Okay? And because those days, they must have come walking and not by car, or okay, they might have come by bullock cart, or they might have come walking for a long journey. We're very tired, okay? They won't come very comfortably. So they must have come, they must be very tired walking for long distance in cold and heat. So first offer him a seat, then give something to drink, then something, some refreshment. Afterwards, ask the person to go and have shower. Then give him some vastram, clothes to wear. Then when he is comfortable, give food. And also present him do something to entertain him. Then offer him nice bed. Then he must sleep. Okay, so shodashopacharaha. The same thing we follow in our shodashopachara puja. When we do puja for Bhagavan also, we do perform the puja consisting of 16 steps. So, and first, the water offered to wash the feet is what? Padyam. Padyam. Padyam means the water offered for washing the feet. Argyam, water offered for washing the hands. Achamanam, the same water used for cleansing the mouth. Achamanam. Now then you give some small, little refreshment. Madhuparkam. Then you ask him, the person to, have shower. Then give him some clothes. Then give him food. Okay? Like this, we have steps. So the one word padyam, hara udakam. Hey Vaivaswata, udakam hara. Oh Lord Yama, take this water. For what? For doing everything relevant, everything to do the needful, to honor your guest, to do everything that you need to do to honor your guest. And who is the guest here? Vaishwanaraha, Brahmanaha, Atithihi. Oh, this little boy? No. They don't look at him as a small boy. They don't ignore him. The great reverence is from wife and members, other members of the family must have told Hari. They hurried him. At least go. Please do. Rush. Don't delay anymore. Lord Yama could have said, what are you talking? I've come after 3 days of journey, long journey, and that to do, grabbing so many lives and so much struggle. I'm very tired. Let me have some rest and go and do the needful. No. No rest for you. Immediately rush. Do the needful. First, see your guest is received properly, honored properly. Hey, Vaivaswata, udakam hara. Okay, in another small note. Why Lord Yama is called Vaivaswataha? See, Lord Yama has so many names. Yamaha, Kalaha, Dharmarajaha, So many names are there. And Lord Yama, as represent time factor also, he said to be the son of the sun. S-O-N of S-U-N. And who is Surya Bhagavan here? Vivaswan. Surya Bhagavan, the sun god, is known as Vivaswan. Why he is called Vivaswan? Because one who is of the nature of illumining, one who is of the nature of brilliance, and one who is the storehouse of energy, is Vivaswan. Surya Bhagavan is called Vivaswan because he has storehouse of energy, the source of our energy. And he is, Surya Bhagavan is the of the nature of light, brilliance. So he's called Vivaswan. And this Yamaha, Lord Death, is always looked upon, was said to be the son of Surya Bhagavan. So Vivaswan. Vivasvataha apatyam puman vaivasvataha. Vivasvataha apatyam puman vaivasvataha. So vaivasvataha is the name of, one of the names of Lord Yama, because he is the son of Surya Bhagavan. Okay. Now they call him, hey Vaivasvata, oh Lord Yama. Udakam Hara, take this water. Come on, wash his feet. No, do everything. Finish your Atithi Puja. They're rushing. Why? Because if an Atithi, a guest who has come to a house, is not honored, if he feels dishonored, if he's not welcomed, it will result in accumulating papam sin known as pratyavayaha. Pratyavaya doshaha. Pratyavayaha is a name given to this sin accumulated as a result of omitting what should be done. See, if we do what should not be done, you accumulate papam. If you do not do what should be done, also accumulate papam. Understand? If you do not do what should be done, then there's a papam of omitting. Sin accumulate as a result of omitting what should have been done. You commission and omission will result in what? Accumulating papam. But here, not the sin of committing something, is a omission. Isn't it? Pratyavayaha. Pratyavaya dosha. So we should not have pratyavaya dosha in our family. We should not have pratyavaya dosha. We should not have the papam. So let us not see, in Vaidika Dharma, people were all, according to Vaidika Dharma, people are very conscious of not doing, accumulating papam, not doing wrong things. It's not, we are not frightened. Ashatma does not frighten us, but just tell, now that's how helping us to be magnanimous, to become big, isn't it? So we don't want to have any papam. Let us not have any papam. Let us not have pratyavaya dosha. The sin earned as a result of omitting what should be done properly. Especially the honoring the guest. Not ordinary guest, a Vaishvanaraha, Agni Bhagavan, was coming home of a guest. A young boy, a Brahmana boy. Hey, Vaishvata, Udakamhara. Why? if we do not honor the guest, has arrived here, then what will be the consequence? In what will be the consequence of having pratyavaya papam? What will be the consequence? It will destroy one's punyam. So you must have worked very hard to earn punyam, and which can be encashed later on in the form of enjoyment of good life, better life. Okay? So papam earned as a result of pratyavaya dosha will destroy your punyam. So how does a person earn punyam? So the following mantra, now we're going to see, okay? The following mantra is going to present the consequence of having pratyavaya papam. If a person accumulates, earns pratyavaya papam, that pratyavaya papam will destroy one's punyam, one has earned in one's life. So how do we earn punyam? By doing lots, so many good things. So the list of good things a person does to earn punyam is mentioned in the following mantra. Understand? Clear? Okay. Let us read the following mantra now. Asha pratikshe, asha pratikshe. You have to wait the whole of first section. You have to be patient. Only in seconds that act, the teaching, act, Vedantic teaching comes only later on. Okay. Asha pratikshe sangatam sunrutancha. Asha pratikshe sangatam sunrutancha. Ishta purte putra pashumscha sarvan. Ishta purte putra pashumscha sarvan. Yetad vrinte, yetad vrinte purushasyalpa medhaso. Yetad vrinte purushasyalpa medhaso yasyanashnan vasati brahmano grihe. Yetad vrinte purushasyalpa medhaso yasyanashnan vasati brahmano grihe. Asha pratikshe sangatam sunrutancha. Ishta purte putra pashumscha sarvan. Yetad vrinte purushasyalpa medhaso yasyanashnan vasati. Yasyanashnan vasati brahmano grihe. Okay. When Lord Yama's family members insisted, hurried him to honor the guest, the Nachiketas, they also meant, if we delay, if we do not properly treat our guest, we will accumulate, we will incur pratyavaya dosha, as a result of which we'll be losing all our punyam. Therefore, they say, vrinkte. Look at the verb there, vrinkte. Vrinkte, atmanepadam. Simple present tense verb, atmanepadam. Vrinkte means destroys. Vrinkte, it engulfs, destroys. What destroys here? Yetad vrinkte. It destroys this. This means what? Destroys the punyam. Sarvan. First of all, asha, ashaha vrinkte. This pratyavaya dosha earned as the result of omitting what should be done, especially omission of the honoring the guest, will destroy all one's likes, all one's desires. Ashaha. Desires for what? Asha means desire. We all have so many desires. Desires means desires for things which should happen in future. Now, as young people, they must be having, now we should have children, and our children must be raised properly, they must be sent to good schools, be educated well, and they must get a good job, they must be involved in business, they must be brilliant, and they must earn money, they must get married, they must have a proper life. Like that, we have desire for things which will happen in near future or later on in future. Such desires will be destroyed. Asha. Okay, then pratiksha. Asha, pratiksha, both words are stilinga shabdaha. Both are feminine gender words. And in dual, asha pratikshe, like bala, mala, male, malaha. Like that, no? How we have dual form. Dual form is we say pratikshe, is it? Asha cha, pratiksha cha, asha pratikshe. So pratiksha means expectation. Prati plus iksha. Ikshdat. Pratikshate. Expects. Awaits. Okay. So asha is the desire. Pratiksha is expectation. What is being awaited? Pratiksha. Okay. All one's expectations also will be destroyed. So there's a slight difference between desire and expectation. Asha and expectation. Desire for things which are not known. No? It's called asha. But expectation of things which you already know is called pratiksha. Suppose if you have a desire to travel, this is asha. One day, at least I want to go to Kashi, and I want to go and have dip in Ganga. Like that. I don't know. I'm just giving an example, okay? The desire is called asha. But you have booked the ticket, you're definitely go to go, and you're expecting to go be there in Kashi on a given date. You're awaiting the date. That expectation. Understand? You have a wish, you have a desire. One day I must go to Kashi. and have a sadarshan of Vishwanatha Swami. I like dip in Ganga. That is Asha. But you have booked the ticket to go to Kashi. You know you're going to fly out on a certain date. And you know which date you'll be there. But you're awaiting that date. Okay? That is pratiksha. So here he says, all the desires and expectations of a person will be destroyed. Nothing will be fulfilled. Why? Because your punyam will be destroyed by pratyavaya. And second thing, sangatam. Sangatam means sam is a prefix and gata. The participle derived from the root verb gachati. Sangachati. Sangatam is the participle. But you take it as a noun here. Sangatam is the word implying the punyam a person earns as a result of associating oneself with pious, noble, righteous, saintly people. If we associate ourselves with the saintly people, pious people, righteous people, naturally the association itself will help a person earn some punyam. Because you will have the influence of the saintly people and thereby you will be living a saintly righteous life. Thereby you will be earning punyam. Isn't it? For punyam earned as a result of associating oneself or having the company of saintly righteous people, righteous and saintly people, is called sangatam. Or not only a person who has pratyavaya dosha will lose all his desires and expectations, ashas and pratikshas, he will also, the punyam earned as a result of having the company or associating oneself with pious, saintly people also will be destroyed. Okay, sangatam, sangatam vrinte. Next, sundrutam. Sundrutam. Cha vrinte. Okay. Sundruta. Sundruta means good word. Good word, pleasing word, sweet word, truthful word. Sundrutam. Sundrutam means truthful word, good word, pleasing word. It's called sundrutam. We always, Shastam says, you can earn a lot of punyam. How? By being a person of sweet, pleasant, truthful words. Sundrutam. A person of sundrutam, a person of good word, pleasant word, truthful word. A person of sweet, pleasant, truthful words can earn punyam. Which means to be a person of sundrutam, a person of truthful, pleasant words, person must be always very conscious whenever he opens his mouth and speaks. one must be making the proper use of the organ of speech. So, making use of one's organ of speech properly means making use of one's organ of speech in keeping with the Shastra teaching. So, what does Shastram say? One must speak the truth, and whatever one speaks should not be hurtful. It must be pleasing. Just for the sake of pleasing, also one should not tell a lie. And one's words should not contribute for any hurt. Then you can call a person a person of, you know, Satyavan, Satyavak. So, Sunratam always helps a person earn punyam. If the organ of speech is not consciously used, so before opening the mouth and saying something, one must be very conscious of what one is speaking. That is why Shastram emphasizes something called vaktapas, discipline in one's speech. Vaktapas is one very important tapas, one important discipline. So, first of all, amukshuhu, ajignyasuhu, as person who is aspiring for spiritual wisdom, who is conscious of taking care of one's mental refinement, must strictly follow this discipline in terms of speech. Because speech is always expression of one's mind. Words are expressions of one's thoughts. Therefore, the organ of speech is considered to be stronger, more powerful than the mind. Why? Mind cannot be seen, understood by people, others. Whereas words, the mind expression of words can be understood by people. So the words show, the words expressed reveal the person's mental caliber, intellectual capacity, the maturity, everything. The words express the person's mind. We cannot make out what is other person's mind. But when the words come out, words reveal what that person's mind is. Other person's mind is. Words serve as instruments to understand other person's mind. Not totally, at least to some extent. Therefore, words are very strong and powerful. It's very important for a spiritual aspirant to take care of one's speech, being conscious of what one speaks, where one speaks, how much one speaks, how one speaks, what one speaks, etc. Therefore, Sunratam, any spiritual aspirant who's very conscious of, who's working very hard for his mental refinement, to be able to understand the teaching, to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, to have a contemplative mind, the person must be conscious of what he speaks also. And if a person really is taking care of his speech, and if he really has a discipline in terms of speech, and if he speaks the truth, if whatever he speaks is very pleasant and very sweet words, and does not hurt, not hurtful words means, and he is a person of Sunrutam. And so such a speech really helps a person earn punyam. And he says, if we do not, if guest comes and the guest is dishonored, the guest feels humiliated, the guest is not honored, and then that will create pratyavaya. The pratyavaya will destroy the punyam of earned as a result of being a truthful person also. And truthful also being a person of pleasant, sweet, truthful words. Okay, that is Sunrutam. Next word. What is the next word we have? Mantra says, Asha Pratikshe Sangatam Sunrutancha. Then Ishtapurte. Ishtapurte. Ishtapurte here means what? Ishtam karma and purtam karma. Ishtam karma and purtam karma. Ishtam means all religious activities, including worship, prayer, Parama, fire ritual, etc., come under the category of Ishtam Karma. Religious sacred activities. Purtam Karma means secular social activities. So, social secular activities are said to be purta karmani. Sacred religious activities are said to be ishta karmani. Ishta karmani, purta karmani. So ishtam, sacred religious action, activity. Purta karma, social, secular activity. So by involving oneself in both type of activities, a person can earn punyam. So Ishtapurte means this dishonoring the guest, thereby earning Pratyavaya Dosha, consequently will destroy one's punyam earned by involving oneself in sacred religious activities and also in other social secular activities. Social service activities also contribute for accumulating punyam. Worship, performing rituals, etc. also help a person earn punyam. All the punyam will get destroyed if a guest is not honored. If a person has the pratyavaya dosha, the pratyavaya papam will destroy one's punyam. Earned by performing, earned by involving oneself in ishta karma and purta karma. Okay, what are all Ishta Karmani, what are all Purta Karmani, etc. We'll discuss next class. I couldn't complete it, this mantra, because I had a lot of such things I had to say. Even we'll see in the next class. It's okay. You don't mind, I can take a few minutes. Do you mind? Okay. So here, Ishtapurte. Sarvan. Yeah, almost over. Sarvan etat brinte. In fact, there's a beautiful verse which says, you know, the sundrata walk, well uttered word is said to be sundrata walk. The sundrata walk, properly expressed speech, making use of one's proper use of one's organ of speech, is likened to a kamadhenu, a wish fulfilling cow. You know, wish fulfilling cow means there is a celestial cow, a mythological cow discussed in the Puranas. This cow is kamadhenu, is only in the swarga heaven. And kamadhenu is said to be wish fulfilling cow, wish fulfilling tree, and always said to be in heaven. Heavenly wish fulfilling cow is called kamadhenu. And the sundruta walk, this thoughtfully, consciously, well uttered, truthful, pleasant word, is also likened to a kamadhenu, a wish fulfilling cow. It's a beautiful verse. And such a, you know, the sundrata, what all can the sundrata walk? Sundrata, what kind of well uttered word? What all it can help get a person? Kamam dugdhe. You know, it really, it heals this kamadhenu. In the form of the wish fulfilling cow, in the form of well uttered speech, well uttered words, will yield milk of fulfillment of all the wishes. Anything, everything a person can get done, if he knows, if he very thoughtfully, if he is a person of pleasing words. Kamam dugdhe. Then, viprakarshatya lakshmim, viprakarshatya lakshmim, viprakarshatya lakshmim. It's not there, I'm just a verse. I want to say, it's a beautiful verse wherein this sundruta walk is likened to kamadhenu, a wish fulfilling cow. Alakshmi, he means unhappiness, poverty. Lakshmi is prosperity. Lakshmi, he prosperity. Alakshmi, he poverty. So prosperity means happiness. Poverty means unhappiness. So, viprakarshati. Viprakarshati means it completely throws away, removes poverty. If somebody is a person of pleasing, sweet, truthful words, definitely there will not be poverty in his house. Because sundrata walk will remove poverty from his house. Unhappiness from his house. Inauspiciousness from his house. Which means a person of truthful, sweet words, pleasing words, will be blessed with prosperity. Poverty will not be there in his house. Not only that, Kirtim Sute Kamandugdhe Viprakarshatya Lakshmim Kirtim Sute Sute. it also generates, Sutram generates fame. Fame, of course, naturally, people will like him, such a person. If you have personal sweet words, pleasing words, truthful words, well-meaning words, then naturally, people will love that person. That's how it will generate fame for him. Then, Suhrudaha, Suhrudo Yahi Nasti, Suhrudo Yahi Nasti. Not so, Durhrudaha, not Suhrudaha, Durhrudo, Durhrudo Yahi Nasti. Durhrud, Suhrud means friend. A well-wisher friend is called Suhrut. Durhrud means enemy who thinks bad of you. No, who harmful thinking. A person of harmful thinking, non-well-wisher is called Durhrud, enemy. Durhrudaha hinasti. If you are a person of sweet, truthful, pleasant words, definitely that such words in due course of time will destroy your enemies also. You can't afford to have enemies. Enmity will just die away. Okay? And this is Shuddham Santam Mataram Mangalanam Mangalana Mata. And this well-uttered, okay, well-meaning word, well-uttered, well-meaning, truthful, sweet word is always said to be the mother of all auspicious things. It's a pure, it brings abundance of peace. Okay, Daroho, this is what wise people always call, wise people say, Dhiraha Sundrutam Vacham Shuddham Shantam Mangalana Mataram Denam Ahuhu. They say, mother of all auspiciousness. Who is mother of all auspiciousness? Well uttered, truthful, sweet word. That is why we had to be conscious of what we're speaking. And if we follow strictly the discipline of speech, okay, discipline in terms of speech, then naturally we learn punyam. My God, if the guest is dishonored, that as a result of which a person earns pratyavaya dosha, pratyavaya dosha will destroy even that punyam. Okay. I really want you to know ishtakaram, puttakaram, etc. in details. I will discuss next class. Okay. So what we learned in this verse, we got out of the track now. In this verse, we said the family members of Lord Yama remind him of the consequences of earning pratyavaya the papam as a result of dishonoring, not worshipping a guest. Understand? Okay. So we'll continue. This mantra again we'll do next class. Any questions? I've not completed this mantra yet. Even this Upanishad also has some swaras. So we'll do the chanting, learn chanting separately with swaras on Sunday evenings. Okay, we'll restart our chanting classes. Any questions? Clear? ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.